The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Many wonderful lessons to be learned by the saints, especially the apostles. According to some commentaries, Andrew was actually the first one that was called by Jesus. Read John chapter 1. He was called with St. John the Evangelist. How did it come about? Andrew, John, Peter were all being formed by John the Baptist. So the first formator of these super apostles was John the Baptist. So one occasion, John the Baptist was with Andrew and John, and Jesus was walking. John the Baptist said, "There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." So they got up and they left John the Baptist. And Jesus was walking, and he turned around and said, "What are you looking for?" And they said, "Rabbi, where do you live?" And he said, "Come and see." And it was sometime in the afternoon. And they spent the whole afternoon with Jesus Christ, which marked the rest of their lives. But from that first meeting, they were not following our Lord totally. Peter, James, and John were fishermen, and they lived in a town called Capernaum in the region of Galilee. So they were fishermen. So they still went back to their fishing business until the gospel that you heard today. This was the decisive moment. They were fishing, and our Lord said, "I will make you fishers of men." You'll have a parallel verse in Luke chapter 5, in which they're fishing the whole night. They don't catch anything. And Jesus is preaching on the shore and says, "Drop the nets," and they catch so many fish. Then Peter falls to the knees of Jesus and says, "Lord, leave me, I'm a sinful man." And Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you're going to become fishers of men." We don't have too much on Andrew, but we have enough to build a wonderful message. If you know your Greek well, Andrew means, in Spanish, varonil, varonil. In English, manly, strong. That's what it means if you go to the Greek. And at the end of my homily, I'm going to tell you the way he died, and no doubt this was a strong man. I think you'll be blown away once I tell you the way he died. Not simply the way he died, but the length of his suffering before he died. I'd like to highlight two important virtues in the life of Andrew. So Andrew was the one that was called first with John the Evangelist. But he was not in the most select group of the intimate friends of Christ. That was Peter, James, and John. So his two best friends were called and his brother. Wouldn't you be jealous? I would. You people may be much more holy than I am, but I think I would say, Lord, a foursome is better than a threesome, we would say. Better four than three. Well, why can't I tag along with my brother Peter and my two good fishing buddies, James and John? I think every one of us would have said, Lord, I was the first one to be called. Why don't you just, dump my brother and I'll take his place as one of the select three. So what you see here is just incredible humility. We don't see Andrew complaining to Jesus or decking one of his friends or knocking them down or saying, get out of here, I'm first. No? So when sometimes it happens that someone is preferred to us, chosen over us, remember this homily. Remember this homily. You're at work and your boss, you've been working them for a long time, your boss chooses the newcomer over you. Or even in families, when one child seems to be preferred over another, sibling rivalry, happens. So I really believe in reading the gospel, we have to apply it to ourselves. Not something that simply happened 2,000 years ago, but rather the gospel has to be applied to our lives. But I think the most salient virtue of Andrew is the following. Is indeed he did have a deep friendship with Christ. We can't deny that. And once he encounters Christ, he cannot keep the good news of encountering Jesus to himself. He can't do that. He is so enthusiastic about his discovery that he runs to his brother Peter and says, hey, we found the Messiah that was prophesied for so many years by Isaiah in the Old Testament prophet. We found him. So Andrew was the bridge between Jesus and Peter. Very important. He was the connection. He said, come and see for yourself. Okay, I'll tell you a lot about him, but once you meet him, he's going to blow you away. Just by encountering Jesus, that will be enough to convince you. So that's the first. The second is, Andrew was with Jesus during a lot of his miracles. On one occasion, Jesus was preaching to the crowd, preaching to a huge number of people. And it was getting late. And the people, like you go on trips, you usually have your wallet filled with a lot of bills, right? With a lot of numbers on them, probably. You bring snacks, huh? Or you can even stop on the roadside to go to McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell, okay? Or make a pit stop at Denny's, huh? Get a Grand Slam, huh? They didn't have Denny's back then or Taco Bell or Burger King. They didn't have that. People lived from mouth to foot. They lived from day to day. They didn't have huge bank accounts. They just lived from day to day. So these people didn't bring anything, except there was a smart little kid. He was maybe anticipating that the people were going to be going out with Jesus Jesus was going to preach a long time, and this kid was pretty smart. So he brought with him 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Andrew discovers this, and he brings the boy to Jesus. Now what would most kids do today? Hey, it's mine. You were lacking intelligence, you lacked foresight, it's mine. That's take it or lump it because it's mine. Or maybe the kid would have given, maybe would have given 2 fishes and a half, maybe would have given a fish and maybe 3 loaves. Maybe, you know, at least part of it. But what does this boy do? He gives all. And as a result of that, Jesus does one of the most extraordinary miracles. 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Maybe, okay, a typical Mexican family. Husband, wife, 4 kids. Hey, 25,000 people. Huh? Quite a bit, huh? But it was Andrew that made the connection. Then Andrew had established a friendship with Nathanael. And they wanted to make what's called the Greek connection. The Greek connection. So it was Andrew that introduces the Greeks to Jesus Christ. So one of the reasons why we got Greek Catholics is because of Andrew. I think the message should convict us. Hey, listen. You've listened to the gospel. You're listening to my homily. You got to go out. You got to bring people here. No brainer. That's the obvious message. You got to bring someone here. What do they say? Every new Catholic that's coming into the Catholic Church, we're losing 7 or 8? That's terrible. That's terrible. Why are we losing so many Catholics? Why? You people got to bring them in. You know, if the Jehovah Witnesses can do it, why can't you? Jehovah Witnesses, you ever see those guys? Or the Mormons, they're knocking on doors, they're bringing people into their kingdom hall. We got to be more zealous than the Jehovah Witnesses. And the Mormons, I should have the prayer of the faithful. Lord, we pray for the zeal of the Jehovah Witnesses. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. That should be one of our prayers in the prayer of the faithful. You found a real treasure. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it. And let me tell you a secret of growing in your faith. If you have $100 and you give the $100 to me, you're $100 more poor. But one of the best ways to grow in your faith is to share your faith with others. Amen? So one of the best ways to grow in your faith is to share it. You don't lose it. You actually, right now, I'm growing in my faith. Praise the Lord. Because I'm sharing my faith with you people. I'm growing. I'm skyrocketing now. Woo. Sharing the faith. And finally, let's put the cream on the cake now. What color is this? It's not for communism, okay? Red. That's the color of blood. He died crucified. But he was crucified not with nails, but with ropes. And he was crucified in the form of an X. How long was Jesus on the cross? About 3 hours. How long was Andrew on the cross? 3 days. Can you imagine being hanging on a cross for 3 days? That's why his name means strong. And what did he do? He preached his last and best homily the last 3 days of his life, in which there are probably many conversions. The people must have been blown away at the strength of this man? What gave him the strength? His deep love and friendship for Jesus Christ. Let's pray to St. Andrew that we would have a deep love and friendship for Jesus Christ. Amen.